this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Five people have been killed and eight others wounded in a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said the incident occurred midday Friday in a baggage claim area of one of the terminals.
The active shooter shot at least 13 people. Eight people, as I know right now, are in area hospitals being treated. I don't know the degree of their injuries. Five people have succumbed to their wounds and tragically are dead.
Police apprehended the gunman, identified as Esteban Santiago. Broward County Commissioner Chip LaMarca said the gunman had a gun in a checked bag. And after claiming the bag, LaMarca said Santiago went into a bathroom, loaded the gun, and came out shooting. Rick Scott is the Republican governor of Florida.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones, and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family, anywhere in the world, but clearly we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
Scott said the investigation is ongoing, and whoever is responsible will be held accountable, in his words, to the fullest extent of the law. The incident comes less than 7 months after the deadliest domestic shooting in modern U.S. history at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent election process, received a full briefing from top U.S. intelligence officials Friday. Trump released a statement calling the meeting constructive, but did not explicitly endorse the view of U.S. intelligence agencies. This is VOA News. A newly released intelligence report says that Russian President Vladimir Putin aspired to influence the U.S. election in revenge for Hillary Clinton's statements about Russia's elections while she was Secretary of State. The report, released Friday, says Putin wanted to undermine the public faith in the U.S. democratic process, denigrate Clinton, and had a clear preference for Donald Trump. The report, produced by the CIA, the FBI, and the National Security Agency, said with high confidence that the Russian military intelligence agency used intermediaries such as WikiLeaks, DCLeaks.com, and Guccifer 2.0 to release emails it had acquired from the Democratic National Committee and from Clinton's campaign manager. Donald Trump said in a statement later that there was absolutely no effect on the outcome of the election. He added that he would appoint a team to give him a plan within 90 days of taking office on how to prevent cyber attacks. The U.S. Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gave Donald Trump the victory in last year's election. Vice President Joe Biden announced the official results.
Donald Trump of New York has received, for President of the United States, 304 votes. Hillary Clinton, the state of New York, has received 227 votes. Colin Powell from the Commonwealth of Virginia has received 3 votes. John Casey, the state of Ohio, has received 1 vote. Ron Paul of the state of Texas has received 1 vote.
Donald Trump will take the office to be 45th president of the United States January 20th. Winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of the southeastern United States as a huge storm bears down on the region. In Atlanta, where memories of a catastrophic snow and ice storm in 2014 are still fresh, city leaders pleaded with motorists not to venture out onto slick highways. Natalie Dale is with the Georgia Department of Transportation.
We have a much more proactive approach. Not only do we have one of the most robust brine programs in the southeast, we also have roadway pavement sensors, technology like that that allows us to really know what's going on our roadways throughout the state.
A mix of rain and sleet was expected across parts of Georgia Friday. Forecasters said 5 to 10 centimeters of snow could cover much of the state by Saturday morning. The U.S. unemployment rate rose 0.1% to 4.7% in December. Market analysts say December's job growth of 156,000 jobs was a bit less than economists expected. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average flirted with the 20,000 milestone, but closed below it as an afternoon rally lost momentum. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The best news.